You probably know what a printer does, but have you ever heard of a machine called a deprinter? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Despite our digital lives, we still use a lot of paper, and that's not good for the planet. The paper industry is among the most energy-intensive industries globally, not to mention the loss of the trees that get harvested for paper. But there's a new technology that might mitigate this impact, a device that erases printed material from sheets of paper, allowing that same sheet to be reused multiple times. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
Clearing for agriculture is the biggest cause of deforestation, but, says Cecilia Alcareza of the World Wildlife Fund Conservation Group, the pulp and paper industry and its consumers must shoulder some of the blame.
Every single paper that we use has an environmental and also a social impact all over the world.
From the trees felled and transported to the coal and gas-fired processing of pulp, the paper industry emits a staggering 1 billion tonnes of carbon a year. And as climate mitigation expert Julian Allwood told the BBC, there's no sign of the paper industry slowing down.
Amazingly, demand for paper is still going up. After 50 years of talking about the paperless office, we haven't got there. So we could change that by changing the amount of paper and packaging that we're all using.
Technology to the rescue. Here's a device that could cut the amount of paper we're all using.
This is our deprinter in action. Deprint laser processing actually at work.
That's Barak Yekutieli, chairman of Reap Technologies, an Israeli firm that's developed a machine that deprints or deletes the printed word.
Removing, completely evaporating ink from the paper that is going through the deprinter and without any damage to the paper.
The paper has been coated beforehand to ensure that the ink doesn't sink too deeply into it. Once the laser has burned off the ink, the text simply disappears.
What we end up here is actually a completely blank sheet of paper. There is no trace of any ink on the sheet whatsoever.
And that, says his wife and the company's co-founder, Margalit Yekutieli, will offer their customers the ultimate in paper recycling.
They can use it and reuse it again and again and be environmental friendly.
Reap says it can reprint text on the same piece of paper up to 10 times and eventually 20, 50, perhaps even 100 times. Given the huge saving of paper, Barak Yekutieli says his so-called circular printing will be much cheaper than the conventional process. Oh, and it'll help save the planet too.
Reap can achieve a 90% or more reduction in the CO2 and the consumption of resources.
The challenge will be keeping the same sheet of paper in good condition after it's been reprinted and handled 10 times, let alone 50 or 100. But Yekutieli is confident deprinting represents an historical turning point.
For the first time since the invention of paper and printing, this is a breakthrough for the print and paper industries in that it creates a sustainable usage model.
He's planning to launch a circular printing service next year, aiming it at businesses and governments. One day he might license the technology. The ultimate dream, to have a printer and deprinter combined, sitting next to every computer. Could the polluting paper industry be about to turn over a new leaf?
That was Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard. Head over to marketplacetech.org for more of his reporting on this, plus a video of the machine in action. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.